Note: the Forest Fire Roundtable discussion February 26 has been postponed due to inclement weather. Greetings, Creakers. Well, this week I decided on a different approach to column writing and put the events in a hat and drew. Brilliant. So first up is a notice from the 6th Roberts Creek Scout Group that they are doing a food drive this Saturday in support of the Seashelt and St. Bart's food banks. Donations of food and cash can be dropped off at the IGAs in Wilson Creek and Gibson's. This reminds me that I thought of Old Mother Hubbard when I passed our community food cupboard the other day. It was looking bare. There are people in our community who need and use this resource as an alternative to the food bank, and it's good to mix it up. This is a good time to mention the annual homeless count on March 3rd. If you are camping, couch surfing, or living in a car or RV, please count yourself in. The survey is anonymous and voluntary, and the numbers are important. Your needs are known. Contact rod.rissane@yahoo.com, or 604-619-9502, or go to the free roast beef dinner at the Gibson Salvation Army at 682 Gibson's Way from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the 3rd. Next out of the hat was hall events. The new kitchen is up and running and worth taking a peek at. You can do that while you are at the Wednesday market from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. Rumor has it that Rashmi is returning with curry in the creek in March, and there are others using the kitchen to make yummy takeout food. Ongoing events at the hall include Tai Chi Tuesdays at 7 p.m. $10 drop-in. Roller skating Thursdays 7 to 9 p.m. www.sunshinecoastrollerskating.com, and Sword Fighting Sundays, www.mythicblade.com. On Sunday, February 26, there will be a forest fire roundtable to discuss strategies and how to prepare for this possibility. It's hard to imagine with the rain coming down and another cold front on its way, but it is a very real and important issue. Last week, One Straw started sign up for their very popular food box program. I am told that it sold out, but that an alternative with a sweet twist will be available this week. You can check it out at www.onestraw.ca. You can also check out the locations for The Seeds of March. There's two nights of music and dancing at the Legion this weekend. The Graham Brown Band is coming from Vancouver on Friday, and on Saturday it's the Sunshine Coast Dance Tribe. Details at www.robertscreeklegion.com. So here is an idea I would like to promote. I am not sure what to call it, but let's go with Random Observations of Life in the Creek. So, what I am looking for are the little things that you notice as you go about the creek. Things like seasonal changes, wildlife sightings, things that are falling apart, things that have been fixed, things that make you smile and will give others joy, random memories of people and events and reminders. You get my drift. A friend sent me an observation last week, but guess what? I got it wrong. It's the neighborhood that is fixing the potholes at Margaret Road, not highways or whoever it should be. This week, my friend would like to remind you to make a donation to the RCCA when you charge your EV, and he also gives a hats off to our postmistress for being friendly and personal. It helps build community. I noticed that track, transportationchoices.ca, has volunteers out sweeping the shouters of the roads to keep cyclists safe. Thank you to them.